It all starts with a thought. When we transform our thoughts, we transform our world. Let's start with today's transformation. Let's start it right now.
I want you to think about something today. Dream it. Design it. Do it. Many times that's easier said than done. Oftentimes when we start down the road of being an entrepreneur, we get confused. We have a dream. It's easy to dream about something. Making it happen is the next step. Design it. Dreaming can only take you so far. We all start with that simple dream. Don't give up on a dream. Dream it, then design it. When you design, everybody wants to rush things. Make sure you design it well. This means diving in and educating yourself, understanding what you're getting into. Understand everything you're doing inside and out during this design phase. It's important to make sure you understand what your dream really entails. Sometimes a dream can be very big, but it's achievable if you design it right. Many people have other people do a lot of things for them, and they lack the understanding of the process after they allow that to occur. Now, I'm not saying hiring out is a bad thing. I wish I could do it myself. We all need help. However, if you're truly doing this from the heart and you really want success, you've got to put your all into it. Designing it takes educating yourself about the process you're putting yourself into. Once we live that out, and we fully understand the process, then we can put a procedure together. And this procedure will be a no-fail procedure. As always, your SOP, standard operating procedure, will change, and you need to update that process along with that. However, you have achieved success by that design phase, understanding what you're getting into, and then you can grow with it. The next phase is doing it. This is so difficult for so many. There's so many excuses that will stop so many great entrepreneurs. Money, it's the big one. Everyone uses this to crush their own dreams. It doesn't mean it has to happen overnight. If you don't have the finances, put back a little bit here, a little bit there, and save up for what you need, and then put it to action. Do it. Never use an excuse. It will stop you every time. So once we learn to plan it, design it, we can achieve it. By doing it, taking the steps necessary. And the big one there is just that. Money. So, don't let those things, those obstacles, deflect you from your journey. Just slow down and concentrate a little bit harder. What can I save here and there so I can put a little bit back? And then, once you decide to do that, you have to have the willpower to leave that alone and make your dream come true. A little bit of fun, a little bit of wow Is it worth your dream? A lot of the times that FOMO hits many of us, the fear of missing out. Don't get caught up in the hype. Just because Johnny, Joe, and Jill is doing something doesn't necessarily mean that you need to do that. Keep your focus on your dream. Build it. Design it. And do it. It's all about making it happen. Your dream, no one will make it happen except you. So think about it. Dream it, design it, and do it. Stop the excuses. That's always the problem. Think about it.
If you found value in today's episode, please share it, like it, and subscribe to the podcast, and join us right back here for our next episode.